If you listen to Solving JFK a lot, you know that I like to keep the vibes up. And that's why I'm a fan of federally legal cannabis from Mood.com. It's a brand that uses small organic farms to source its pesticide-free legal weed. You can get 20% off of your first order at Mood.com by using code JFK. My favorite product of theirs is the functional THC gummies. Usually I go with Epic Euphoria, but I also like Magic Mind and the Pure Relief CBD gummies. These legal weed gummies take about 20 minutes to kick in, and you can control the dosage yourself. Unlike the federal government, Mood.com has never sold drugs to fund illegal wars or clandestine missions. Thanks, Mood.com. So try out some of the excellent legal cannabis products from Mood.com and get a 20% discount off of your first order using code JFK. This episode of Solving JFK is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. I don't know about you, but when I need to get into that Curtis LeMay, sitting there watching the autopsy vibe, I look for a cigar that I can rely on. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. It's like having your own personal humidor with deals that you can't pass up. Visit www.thompsoncigar.com/JFK or use code JFK at checkout for 20% off of your order of $75 or more. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915 and join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service.
Looking for your next go-to smoke shop? Stop scrolling. I've got you. Headshop.com is the number one online smoke shop, already trusted by over 100,000 happy smokers, just like you. They've got it all. Dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, even THCA flower, all in one place. Need a new daily driver? Grab a smooth glass bong or a classic smoking pipe. More of a concentrate fan? Their dab rigs, e-rigs, and wax accessories are designed for smoother, harder-hitting sessions. And yes, they've even got legal THC flower. Best part? Every order ships fast and discreet, which is why thousands of smokers keep coming back. So don't waste time hopping between shops. Shop the best in dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, and THCA flower right now at headshop.com, the number one online smoke shop. Headshop.com has what you need. Check it out today. Oh, and because you're listening right now, you get 10% off your next order when you use the coupon code HSHOP at checkout. Go to headshop.com now and smoke smarter.
The evidence against Lee Harvey Oswald for the murder of President John F. Kennedy is thorough, and on first glance, it looks compelling.
Who killed John F. Kennedy? The commission answers unequivocally, Lee Harvey Oswald.
But the farther you dive down the rabbit hole to analyze the witness testimony, the documents, and the medical records, the less likely it seems that Oswald acted alone. Last season on Solving JFK, we examined some of the most contentious issues in the case, weighing the arguments and evidence from Warren Report defenders and critics to see which is most credible on each individual point. In doing that, we learned that while many evidentiary questions are a close call, Oswald was not likely the lone assassin of President Kennedy. We did not determine whether Oswald was involved in the assassination in some other way. We didn't look at Oswald's motives or his backstory.
They're taking me in because of the fact that I lived in the Soviet Union.
To fully understand Oswald's role in the assassination, if he had one, and what motivated him, we need to zoom in on Oswald's life and what he was like as a person.
He was in my homeroom, but I don't remember much about him because he wasn't very personable.
He didn't seem to be really interested in anything. He didn't participate in any extracurricular activities. He was just a loner, it seemed like.
That's why this season on Solving JFK, we'll try to answer the question, who was Lee Harvey Oswald really, by looking at Oswald's history and the cast of characters he was involved with. From George de Morenschild and Ruth Payne to David Ferry and Guy Bannister. What can we learn from Oswald's time in the military or his defection to Russia? Did Oswald really travel to Mexico City? And what's up with all of the people impersonating him? We'll also get to the General Walker incident and the famous backyard photos. So join us for Season 2 of Solving JFK. New episodes return on November 22nd, everywhere podcasts are available.